to me, I think it's just lack of education and facilities. Because when I was born, it wasn't healthy, like water or anything like that. They were just going to the stream and the dams to get water and use it. There wasn't facilities like hospital and all that. You know, they had to give birth in the house and everything. And they didn't have, like, these special nurses to come to the aid and help. And because they didn't know that it's through diseases, and they have got diseases that spreads, like virus and all that, that causes deaths to other people. They didn't know that. And all they think is, you know, when a child is born and it's got deformities or things that are happening, they think the child is evil.
Let's talk a bit about going back home. What was that experience like for you? Because what it meant was you were actually going to face this, some of the people who had tried to kill you.
I went back home with a clear mind, even though it was a bit difficult. I just didn't want to blame the people who tried to take my life. Those that tried on me, they are not alive. They're just gone.
And did you talk to the medicine man in your town?
Yeah. What they told me was it wasn't their fault, but it's the family members that bring the babies for them to kill.
And this practice of killing so-called spirit children has been banned in Ghana now. But do you think some of these children are safer now?
I wouldn't say it's 100%. The act is still going on. There's still more work to be done.
There are accounts in the book of things that happened when you were literally a baby. And so in terms of researching and sort of cross-checking the facts and all those things, what did you have to do? Did you have to go back to Sirigu to talk to some of your old friends, family, people who were willing to talk to you? How did you get all of the sort of in the proper context?
I went back home. I got to talk to people, and they were telling me what happened, what literally happened, and what I went through and everything. And that's where I got the information from.
And was it a painful experience for you remembering some of these things and passing them on or writing about them?
It was a big challenge, you know. It's just really emotional, like, especially like talking much about my mom and myself. But, you know, it's something that I wanted to do.
Let's talk a bit about your painting. What have you painted up until this point?
Mostly I've been painting a mother and a child. I'd like doing that a lot. Sometimes I just...
And it's difficult, I can imagine. Just so you catch your breath, I'm just looking at one of the paintings, and I understand it's actually your favorite. It's a painting of mother and child. Just look at this painting. What elements are in this picture? What have you tried to do with this painting?
I just see myself and my mom. Just see myself and my mom, and my mom just looking and with a care and a love in there. You know, makes me feel she missed me, I missed her too. I just wish she was just around.
You like your mom to see what you have become today.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she'll be very proud of you.